Bem-vindos. Hoje vamos dar destaque à banda sonora de um filme belgo-franco-italiano de 1994. Falamos de Il Postino, ou O Carteiro, de Pablo Neruda, uma comédia dramático-romântica dirigida por Michael Redford. O filme conta a história do poeta Pablo Neruda, que por razões políticas se exila numa ilha italiana. Lá, um desempregado quase analfabeto é contratado como carteiro extra, encarregado de cuidar da correspondência do poeta. Com o tempo, se forma uma sólida amizade entre os dois. O carteiro, Mário, aos poucos aprende a escrever os seus sentimentos por Beatriz e Neruda ganha em troca um ouvinte compreensivo para as suas lembranças saudosas do Chile. Este filme ficou indubitavelmente ligado ao facto de ter sido o último do consagrado ator italiano Massimo Troisi, que interpreta o carteiro, que faleceu 12 horas após o fim das filmagens. O filme ganhou inúmeros prémios, entre os quais o Oscar para melhor banda sonora e nomeação para melhor filme, melhor realizador, melhor ator e melhor argumento, e ainda o BAFTA para melhor realizador e melhor filme estrangeiro. A banda sonora foi composta por Luiz Henriquez Bacalov. Conta ainda com poemas recitados por Sting, Miranda Richardson, Wesley Snipes, Ralph Fiennes, Ethan Hawke, Rufus Sewell, Glenn Close, Samuel L. Jackson, Andy Garcia, Willem Dafoe, Madonna, Vincent Paris e Julia Roberts. Para ouvir então na emissão de hoje, a banda sonora original do filme O Carteiro, de Pablo Neruda.
Naked, you are simple as one of your hands. Smooth, earthy, small, transparent, round. You have moon lines, apple pathways. Naked, you are slender as a naked grain of wheat. Naked, you are blue as a night in Cuba. You have vines and stars in your hair. Naked, you are spacious and yellow as summer in a golden church. Naked, you are tiny as one of your nails, curved, subtle, rosy, till the day is born and you withdraw to the underground world. As if down a long tunnel of clothing and of chores, your clear light dims, gets dressed, drops its leaves, and becomes a naked hand again.
Poetry. And it was at that age poetry arrived in search of me. I don't know where it came from. From winter or a river. I don't know how or when. No, they were not voices, they were not words, nor silence. But from a street I was summoned, from the branches of night, abruptly from the others. Among violent fires, or returning alone, there I was without a face, and it touched me. I did not know what to say. My mouth had no way with names. My eyes were blind, and something started in my soul. Fever or forgotten wings, And I made my own way, deciphering that fire. And I wrote the first faint line, faint without substance, pure nonsense, pure wisdom of someone who knows nothing. And suddenly I saw the heavens unfastened and open planets, palpitating plantations, shadow perforated, riddled with arrows, fire and flowers, the winding night, the universe. And I, infinitesimal being, drunk with the great starry void, likeness, image of mystery, felt myself a pure part of the abyss. I wheeled with the stars. My heart broke loose on the wind.
Biesia.
Leaning into the afternoons, I cast my sad nets towards your oceanic eyes. There, in the highest blaze, my solitude lengthens and flames, its arms turning like a drowning man's. I send out red signals across your absent eyes that wave like the sea or the beach by a lighthouse. You keep only darkness, my distant female. From your regard, sometimes the coast of dread emerges. Leaning into the afternoons, I fling my sad nets to that sea that is thrashed by your oceanic eyes. The birds of night peck at the first stars that flash like my soul when I love you. The night gallops on its shadowy mare, shedding blue tassels over the land.
Poor fellows. What it takes on this planet to make love to each other in peace. Everyone pries under your sheets. Everyone interferes with your loving. They say terrible things about a man and a woman who, after much milling about, all sorts of compunctions, do something unique. They both lie with each other in one bed. I ask myself whether frogs are so furtive, or sneeze as they please, whether they whisper to each other in swamps about illegitimate frogs, or the joys of amphibious living. I ask myself if birds single out enemy birds, or bulls gossip with bullocks before they go out in public with cows. Even the roads have eyes, and the parks their police. Hotels spy on their guests. Windows name names. Cannons and squadrons debark on missions to liquidate love. All those ears and those jaws working incessantly, till a man and his girl have to race to their climax, full tilt on a bicycle.
Ode to the Sea. Here, surrounding the island, there's sea. But what sea? It's always overflowing. Says yes, then no again, and no. Says yes in blue, in sea spray raging. Says no, and no again. It can't be still. It stammers, "My name is sea." It slaps the rocks, and when they aren't convinced, strokes them and soaks them and smothers them with kisses, with seven green tongues of seven green dogs, or seven green tigers, or seven green seas, beating its chest, stammering its name. O sea, this is your name. O comrade ocean, don't waste time or water getting so upset. Help us instead. We're meager fishermen, men from the shore. We're hungry and cold, and you're our foe. Don't beat so hard, don't shout so loud. Open your green coffers, place gifts of silver in our hands. Give us this day our daily fish.
BSO, Banda Sonora Original.
Fable of the Mermaid and the Drunks. All these fellows were there inside when she entered, utterly naked. They'd been drinking and began to spit at her. Recently come from the river, she understood nothing. She was a mermaid who had lost her way. The taunts flowed over her glistening flesh, obscenities drenched her golden breasts. A stranger to tears, she did not weep. A stranger to clothes, she did not dress. They pocked her with cigarette ends and with burnt corks, and rolled on the tavern floor in raucous laughter. She did not speak, since speech was unknown to her. Her eyes were the color of faraway love. Her arms were matching topazes. Her lips moved soundlessly in coral light. And ultimately, she left by that door. Hardly had she entered the river than she was cleansed, gleaming once more like a white stone in the rain. And without a backward look, she swam once more, swam towards nothingness, swam to her dying.
Ode to a beautiful nude. With a chaste heart, with pure eyes, I celebrate your beauty, holding the leash of blood so that it might leap out and trace your outline where you lie down in my ode, as in a land of forests or in surf, in aromatic loam or in sea music. Beautiful nude. Equally beautiful your feet, arched by primeval tap of wind or sound. Your ears, small shells of the splendid American sea. Your breasts, of level plenitude fulfilled by living light. Your flying eyelids of wheat, revealing or enclosing the two deep countries of your eyes. The line your shoulders have divided into pale regions loses itself and blends into the compact halves of an apple, continues separating your beauty down into two columns of burnished gold, fine alabaster, to sink into the two grapes of your feet, where your twin symmetrical tree burns again and rises, flowering fire, open chandelier, a swelling fruit over the pact of sea and earth. From what materials, agate, quartz, wheat, did your body come together? Swelling like baking bread to signal silvered hills, the cleavage of one petal, sweet fruits of a deep velvet, until alone remained, astonished, the fine and firm feminine form. It is not only light that falls over the world, spreading inside your body its suffocated snow, so much as clarity, taking its leave of you, as if you were on fire within. The moon lives in the lining of your skin.
I like for you to be still. It is as though you were absent. And you hear me from far away, and my voice does not touch you. It seems as though your eyes had flown away, and it seems that a kiss had sealed your mouth. As all things are filled with my soul, you emerge from the things, filled with my soul. You are like my soul, a butterfly of dream. And you are like the word melancholy. I like for you to be still, and you seem far away. It sounds as though you were lamenting, a butterfly cooing like a dove. And you hear me from far away, and my voice does not reach you. Let me come to be still in your silence. And let me talk to you with your silence that is bright as a lamp, simple as a ring. You are like the night, with its stillness and constellations. Your silence is that of a star, as remote and candid. I like for you to be still. It is as though you were absent, distant and full of sorrow, as though you had died. One word, then, one smile is enough, and I'm happy. Happy that it's not true.
Biesia.
Walking around, it happens that I am tired of being a man. It happens that I go into tailor shops and the movies all shriveled up and penetrable like a felt swan navigating on a water of origin and ash. The smell of barbershops makes me sob out loud. I want nothing but the repose, either of stones or of wool. I want to see no more establishments, no more gardens, nor merchandise, nor glasses, nor elevators. It happens that I am tired of my feet and my nails and my hair and my shadow. It happens that I am tired of being a man. Just the same, it would be delicious to scare a notary with a cut lily or knock a nun stone dead with one blow of an ear. It would be beautiful to go through the streets with a green knife shouting until I died of cold. I do not want to go on being a root in the dark, hesitating, stretched out, shivering with dreams downward in the wet tripe of the earth, soaking it up and thinking, eating every day. I do not want to be the inheritor of so many misfortunes. I do not want to continue as a root and as a tomb, as a solitary tunnel, as a cellar full of corpses stiff with cold, dying with pain. For this reason, Monday burns like oil at the sight of me arriving with my jail face, and it howls in passing like a wounded wheel, and its footsteps towards nightfall are filled with hot blood. And it shoves me along to certain corners, to certain damp houses, to hospitals where the bones come out of the windows, to certain cobbler shops smelling of vinegar, to streets horrendous as crevices. There are birds the color of sulfur and horrible intestines hanging from the doors of the houses which I hate. There are forgotten sets of teeth in a coffee pot. There are mirrors which should have wept with shame and horror. There are umbrellas all over the place and poisons and navels. I stride along with calm, with eyes, with shoes, with fury, with forgetfulness. I pass, I cross offices and stores full of orthopedic appliances and courtyards hung with clothes on wires, underpants, towels, and shirts which weep slow, dirty tears.
Tonight I can write the saddest lines. Write, for example, the night is shattered and the blue stars shiver in the distance. The night wind revolves in the sky and sings. Tonight I can write the saddest lines. I loved her, and sometimes she loved me too. Through nights like this one, I held her in my arms. I kissed her again and again under the endless sky. She loved me, and sometimes I loved her too. How could one not have loved her great still eyes? Tonight I can write the saddest lines. to think that I do not have her, to feel that I have lost her, to hear the immense night still more immense without her, and the verse falls to the soul like dew to the pasture. What does it matter that my love could not keep her? The night is shattered and she is not with me. This is all. In the distance, someone is singing. In the distance, my soul is not satisfied that it has lost her. My sight searches for her as though to go to her. My heart looks for her and she is not with me. The same night whitening, the same trees. We of that time are no longer the same. I no longer love her, that's certain. But how I loved her. My voice tried to find the wind to touch her hearing. Another's. She will be another's. Like my kisses before. Her voice, her bright body, her infinite eyes. I no longer love her, that's certain. But maybe I love her. Love is so short, forgetting is so long. Because through nights like this when I held her in my arms, my soul is not satisfied that it has lost her. Though this be the last pain that she makes me suffer, and these the last verses that I write for her.
Adonic Angela. Today I stretched out next to a pure young woman, as if at the shore of a wide ocean, as if at the center of a burning star of slow space. From her lengthily green gaze, the light fell like dry water, and transparent in deep circles of fresh force. Her bosom, like a two-flamed fire, burned raised in two regions, and in a double river reached her large, clear feet. A climate of gold scarcely ripened the diurnal lengths of her body, filling it with extended fruits and hidden fire.
BSO, banda sonora original.
If you forget me, I want you to know one thing. You know how this is. If I look at the crystal moon, at the red branch of the slow autumn at my window, if I touch near the fire the impalpable ash, or the wrinkled body of the log, everything carries me to you. As if everything that exists, aromas, light, metals, were little boats that sail toward those isles of yours that wait for me. Well now, if little by little you stop loving me, I shall stop loving you, little by little. If suddenly you forget me, do not look for me, for I shall already have forgotten you. If you think it long and mad, the wind of banners that passes through my life, and you decide to leave me at the shore of the heart where I have roots, remember that on that day, at that hour, I shall lift my arms and my roots will set off to seek another land. But if each day, each hour, you feel that you are destined for me with implacable sweetness. If each day a flower climbs up to your lips to seek me, ah, my love, ah, my own, in me all that fire is repeated. In me nothing is extinguished or forgotten. My love feeds on your love, beloved. And as long as you live, it will be in your arms without leaving mine.
After everything, I will love you as if it were always before. As if after so much waiting, not seeing you and you not coming, you were breathing close to me forever. Close to me with your habits, with your color and your guitar. Just as countries unite in schoolroom lectures and two regions become blurred and there is a river near a river and two volcanoes grow together. Close to you is close to me, and your absence is far from everything, and the moon is the color of clay in the night of quaking earth, when, in terror of the earth, all the roots join together and silence is heard ringing with the music of fright. Fear is also a street, and among its terrifying stones, tenderness somehow is able to march with 4 feet and 4 lips. Since, without leaving the present that is a fragile ring, we touch the sand of yesterday, and on the sea, love reveals a repeated fury.
Now you're mine. Rest with your dream in my dream. Love and pain and work should all sleep now. The night turns on its invisible wheels, and you are pure beside me as a sleeping amber.
No one else, love, will sleep in my dreams. You will go. We will go together over the waters of time. No one else will travel through the shadows with me. Only you, evergreen, ever sun, ever moon.
Your hands have already opened their delicate fists and let their soft drifting signs drop away. Your eyes close like two gray wings, and I move.
After, following the folding water you carry, that carries me away. The night, the world, the wind spin out their destiny. Without you, I am your dream. Only that. And that is all.
BSA.
Thank you. En flor que me vieron nacer y en la vieja pared sorprendieron mi amor. Tu humilde caricia es como el cariño primer querido que siento poner. Madre selvas en flor que trepando se van, es tu abrazo tenaz y dulzón como aquel. Si todos los años tus flores renacen, hace que no muera mi primer amor. Pasaron los años y mi desengaño. Yo vengo a contarte mi vieja pared. Así aprendí que hay que fingir para vivir decentemente. Que amor y fe mentiras son y del dolor se ríe la gente. Que la vida me ha castigado y me ha enseñado su credo amargo. Vieja pared, con emoción me acerco a vos y te digo como ayer. Madre selvas en flor que me vieron nacer y en la vieja pared sorprendieron mi amor. Tu humilde caricia es como el cariño primer querido que nunca olvidé. Madre selvas en flor que trepando se van, es tu abrazo tenaz y dulzón como aquel. Si todos los años tus flores renacen, porque ya no muera mi primer amor.
BSO, banda sonora original. Thank you.
Thank you.
BSR.
Thank you.
BSO, Banda Sonora Original. BSO, BSO, Banda Sonora Original.
Thank you.